listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Cover, yeah. Skinny Bop. Poison on Trail Mix. That was Unskinny Bop. Good morning. Good morning. It is a rainy morning. It's going to stay a rainy morning. I've got to check the weather coming up after two more. MC Hammer and Huey Lewis coming up next. Then we'll have an update from Mike Clements and that check of the weather we bring you twice an hour. Greg Gunderson here with you for a day full of football. Still not 100% sure what we're going to start this hour with after MC Hammer and Huey, but we've got a sort of sports report coming up and then a lot of draft analysis. I'll be kind of summarizing a lot of expert opinions plus my own knee-jerk reactions, a little bit of analysis of draft patterns. For example, the Vikings are number two in the league in one very specific drafting category that sort of reveals what their whole idea was this draft. I'll share details with you about that and more. Plus, I'll be over on Joel Karnick's morning show during the 8 o'clock hour talking all kinds of things, including the NFL draft info. Let's get back to the music for now. Then that look at the weather in not too long on Trail Mix. Here's MC Hammer. You can't touch this. Up next on WPFP.
Trail Mix 103.1.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to ride and too hype? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. Pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pull a little bit, just fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you. You can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? Can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. Can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast I'm a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word because you know. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it for a winner. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope. Can't touch this.
can't touch this.
Huey Lewis in the news. That was The Power of Love. We are Trail Mix. Man, I swear, I think last time I had that song here on the show, I misspoke when I said the name, and I guess that's just kind of a theme when it comes to me and Huey. It is 7:20 in the morning on this 28th of April, and I hesitate to call it beautiful, though it is going to be in a favorable temperature range. Check the weather coming up next alongside a sports report from Civic Media's own Mike Clemens. I'm sure you've probably heard by now, if you've been up for more than 5 minutes, check your phone. Don't do that, by the way. Don't check your phone like the first half hour you're awake. Honestly, you'll find your mood is probably a lot better if you're anything like me. That's not medical or psychiatric advice of any kind. But that said, seriously, give it a try. I found that if I touch the news, if I touch any social media especially, that said, if you look at pictures of your cat, I'm sure you're probably doing better than most of us. Just beware what that phone is a black hole in the morning. And thank you for avoiding that black hole by listening to Trail Mix, unless you're listening to it through the black hole on the Civic Media app. That's a confusing analogy. I'm going to stop calling your phone your black hole, but you know what I mean. It's just the cell phone sucks all attention and good and joy from the world. But I've got joy and good to bring you because the NFL draft happened over the weekend. We talked about that first round, the receiver pick the Packers made on Friday. It was all the rage. Not the only receiver they ended up taking, though. They added linemen on both sides of the ball and a lot of other good stuff, including a cornerback, another edge rusher. There's good stuff. But I'm not just focusing Packers today, and in fact, we'll break down the Vikings first later on this hour. This hour, we'll start with a sort of sports report. We'll hit the Vikings, and then the 8 o'clock hour, I'm spending mostly on 98Q Country. It's the gray area on Joel Karnick's morning show. He lends me an hour each week on Monday morning. That'll be at 8 o'clock. So head over there, check out the Packers info I've got put together for you. But over here, it's Vikings info later this hour, so after the sort of sports report, and then after 9 o'clock when I'm back over here after some very light appearances on my own morning show this morning. We'll dive into the Bears and the Lions before I'm gone. So, NFC North football draft info today here on the Trail Mix Morning Show with Greg Gunderson. On three, ready, break. Check of the weather coming up next with Trail Mix. But first, that sort of sports report I mentioned for you. Texas Rangers giving fans a reason to keep coming back that I think is brilliant. They launched a promotion recently called the Golden Ticket. If you bought a mezzanine ticket for tonight's game against the Athletics, you'll get another ticket for free if the Rangers win. And that actually keeps rolling until they lose a home game. Brewers. Let's get this rocking. Let's get some conditional free tickets rolling here. The Texas is 10-3 at home, so it's a pretty solid promotion. That's tied for the best in the American League. Also, in some sort of football news, the NFL officially locking Christmas Day into the annual schedule. Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed that starting this year, three Christmas games will become the new norm. Amazon will have one, and at least this year, Netflix will have two as they push further into live sports. Goodell made it clear that the triple header is here to stay, which means football joins Thanksgiving as a football holiday. Whether you like it or not, I'm watching football in the ugly sweater. Let's get that check of the weather coming up. Vikings, light draft analysis later this hour. I'm basically collecting other people's opinions, giving my own knee-jerk one. This is for people who don't follow the draft but are curious, who wouldn't mind knowing but wouldn't do the Googling. I'll do the Googling for you. It's coming up here on Trail Mix. Hit the wrong button. Here we go.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports NBA playoffs. Last night in Milwaukee, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 129-103, and they've likely lost Damian Lillard again after missing 14 games due to a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Today, he goes in for an MRI to see if he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dealing with what he's dealing the whole year, then finding out about his calf, and then, you know, staying in shape, fighting through, being able to come back. I always had respect for Dame before we became teammates, but now my respect level is much higher.
Baseball yesterday in St. Louis, the Brewers' Christian Yelich, the designated hitter on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich now 1-for-1 and a ground ball through the right side, another base hit. Two runs are in. The Brewers have scored a touchdown against the Cardinals in St. Louis.
Brewers went on to win 7-1. The Packers going back to work today after drafting 8 new players over the weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brumay, here with your local news highlights.
The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Taylor County Sheriff's Office are continuing the joint search for a missing Price County resident, Jesse Yansky. Jesse is described as a 32-year-old male, approximately 6'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Jesse was last seen on Thursday, April 17th, in the Westboro area of Taylor County, wearing a black zip-up hoodie, black joggers, and black and white shoes. Although there continues to be a coordinated search effort of Jesse's last known whereabouts, Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt and Taylor County Sheriff Corey DeSau are requesting those who own property south of State Highway 86, north of State Highway 102, and within 1 mile east or west of State Highway 13 to check their property and any cameras located at those properties for any indication of Jesse being there. If anyone has any information, they can contact the Price County Sheriff's Office at 715-339-3011 or the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 715-748-2200. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trailmix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway in Fifield, and Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab, but we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good things happening for the month of April. We're going to team up with Catkins. We're going to be a drop-off site. If there's any pet food that you have or any supplies, come on down. We have a tub there right when you open the door. You can put all your stuff right there.
And a donation will be made from every vehicle purchased in the month of April, and we have a little rotating Viv the dog discount going on this month too, right?
Well, not the live dog Viv, okay, but we have a stuffed animal that looks like Viv. Annie, make sure you're driving a lot to see exactly where Viv's at. You get $500 off the purchase of that vehicle.
All right, if Viv is in the car, you get $500 off. Great low mileage vehicles. A lot is jam-packed there with whatever vehicle they're looking for, from the smallest to the big truck, right, Pete?
Joel, we don't have a better selection than right now. 3/4 tons, 1/2 tons, minivans, SUVs, cars. Right now, spring is coming up. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com and make sure you take advantage of these great savings. Every vehicle is priced to sell. Give us a call, 762-2467. And I'm going to 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. And Joel, give to a great organization of Catkins for the month of April.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like frames, because you found a classic 70s concert poster. But when you went to get it framed, you realized the frame will cost about 4 times the amount of the poster, which is actually absurd because no one will be looking at the frame, and if they are, then you severely overestimated how cool this poster is. But then you remember by switching your home and auto to Progressive, you could save hundreds and put it towards a classic 70s concert poster in an absurdly overpriced frame. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight-line wind, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Call me up if you a gangster. That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool,
I mean,
and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own.
So raise your
Trail Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this long and winding road. Just set me free.
Trail Mix 103.1.
That was Denise Williams on Trail Mix. Let's hear it for the boys. It is 7:41 a.m. I don't have the forecast in front of me, but it is cool and rainy. Where did I had a tab. I was going to give you the current temperature, but it is 7:41 a.m. Gray here with you. We're about to break down some Vikings draft choices. But first, Eddie Money and The Clash. Here's Baby Hold On.
The future is ours to see. So baby, hold on.
4 out of 5 bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
That was The Clash on Trail Mix, Rock the Casbah, following Eddie Money with Baby Hold On. And hold on indeed, it's some ugly weather out there, folks. Expect heavy rain. Ooh, and there's some thunder. It is 7:49 a.m. I still don't have my forecast up. What did I do with that? Hold on. I want to see. I don't have a good outdoor temp otherwise. Looking like it's about 50 degrees right now, and I am watching somewhat steady lightning out there to the west, and it's strong cracks of lightning, loud thunder indeed. So plan for that on the road, plan for a speed limit kind of driving, if not from yourself, from others, and maybe that's for the best. Let's take a quick look at what the Vikings did in this year's NFL draft. They made some moves. We'll be breaking down the Packers' moves in the gray area on 98Q Country over the 8 o'clock hour. Then after that, I'll come back and talk Bears and Lions after 9 o'clock to finish off my morning show today. And again, in the 4 o'clock hour, my afternoon show, maybe even the 3 o'clock hour, it's going to be a lot of football today. I am extraordinarily excited to be back with some football info fresh and hot off the press. The Vikings started with 5 picks going into the draft, or excuse me, they started with just 4 and turned it into 5 picks and a quarterback. They traded for quarterback Sam Howell from Seattle and turned a fifth into 2/6 and made some moves with the with Houston as well to grab some specific players. First of all, they started by drafting an offensive guard, a wide receiver, a defensive lineman, a tight end, and a linebacker. That offensive lineman in the first round, Donovan Jackson from Ohio State, matches acquisitions at center and right guard after a really ugly loss to the Rams involved 9 sacks. Both Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, general manager for the Vikings, and head coach Kevin O'Connell have spoken of competition necessary to basically shore up that interior line. So expect Donovan Jackson to start. Wide receiver Ty Felton out of Maryland, partially a depth move, but a bit of a wild card. Ran a 4.37 at the combine, set a record 96 catches at Maryland last season. Fifth round, defensive lineman Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, definitely a depth piece. They added both Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave, but those two players are 30 and 32 respectively, so future starter here perhaps. And then in the sixth round, a tight end and a linebacker, both expected to be depth pieces behind existing starters. But all of the above players are total wild card because the Vikings drafted high RAS this season. They drafted the big, strong, fast players, specifically guys who are bigger, stronger, and faster than the other players at their position. All five of these draft picks qualified for RAS scores, which not all players even do. Not only that, the Vikings were second this season with an average RAS of 8.9. That scale tops out at 10. I'm not sure which team drafted higher RAS players, but this, you don't do that by accident, especially after they were 25th in the league and second this season. That is a deliberate move. The Vikings believe they can, I like to think the Vikings believe they can take their experience of their existing veterans and use it to inform some incredibly athletic young guys who might need a lot of coaching to reach the NFL level. If these guys do reach the NFL level, this is this scary group of five guys. That wide receiver, especially Ty Felton out of Maryland, 4.37. Let me see, what was the height and weight on that guy? He's high RAS, so you know they're high numbers. He's 6'1", and he's weighing about 223. So that's tough to bring down if he's got a decent vertical. Yeah, watch the Vikings closely. Watch the whole NFC North. Catch the gray area during the 8 o'clock hour on Joel Karnick's morning show. I'm going to head over there and do that quick. I've got more Packers analysis to share with you there. And then Lions and Bears coming at you back here on the morning show after 9 o'clock. I'll still be here over the 8 o'clock hour because I am magic, though I'll be appearing lightly and briefly kind of during commercial breaks over there. But that means more music for you from the 80s, 90s, and now. And feel free, I'll be keeping the request line open so we can do a little bit of adding of your own music here on Trail Mix. For now, let's get that look at the weather. Spoiler alert, rain.
Trail Mix 103.1.
It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight-line wind, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
mom isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing in Beverly Hills. That's where I want. I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play.